Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Last time on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
The Shattering isn't going to want us to get to where the Shattering is. So maybe something's being sent out to take care of us.
You mean the giant black thing with all the tendrils?
In my mind, I've been referring to it as Stabby the Evil Cloud.
A giant figure emerges out of the darkness, fully clad in armor.
Jacqueline?
You must not reach the mount.
I think I can actually fit in the chute.
Wait, you're going to climb in?
Yeah, okay, it's fine.
Blatt launches into the air, pulling a immobile Jacqueline.
Come on, Blatt, I have to show you something in here.
Get some of those chemically infused fairy cake goo that we had from yesterday.
That's when an explosion rocks the caravan, showing a giant gaping hole in what's left of the kitchen.
Oh, it's the mixing bowl.
Oh, I see. We left an explosive substance in the care of an inanimate object.
What are we going to do with Jacqueline?
We could put them with Moira.
Where is Moira?
Is she angry at us?
You see Moira thrashing in a chair when she catches sight of you.
Hi, Moira! Still working on stopping the end of time. We'll check in later. Okay, bye-bye.
On the western edge of the River Twist, where it loops back on itself, the Bladavan creaks along in the unearthly darkness. High, high above, Mount Zerma disappears into the heavens, but now the heavens are a roiling black darkness of tendrils reaching outward, a darkness that distorts your vision as you look at it, as if seeing through the void, through the end of time. A fort rises up on the banks to the west of the cart, and ahead on the road, a small village appears in the distance, and a figure is hunched over in the rain with his hood pulled up, driving the Bladavan.
All right, I'll admit it. I was hoping if it took us long enough to get up to the top of the mountain that maybe the swirling, tentacly blackness would have moved on to somewhere else.
I don't think it's moving on.
Yes, it appears to be getting larger.
Swirlier.
Swirlier. More tentacly.
Tendrily?
Tendrily.
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 Tendrily. Evil? Definitely evil.
Evil. Lots of evil.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of big, big old evil.
I wonder if they have ice cream up there.
Why would there be ice cream up there?
Oh, I kind of feel like ice cream and we're on our way to there, so maybe just they have ice cream.
Would it be easier then to sate your current ice cream needs to go into the back where the old kitchen is and maybe look and see if there is... Oh, that's right! There's a wall missing! Was that possibly where the ice cream was kept?
Maybe. But while the insurance claim works its way through the system, it's best if we not discuss it.
You always mention paperwork that you're doing, but I don't quite know who you're filing it with. Are you mailing this stuff somewhere?
Well,
I don't understand.
Yeah, I've got these stamps. I've been carrying them with me for, like, feels like a year. And just every now and then I send off a report to Moira.
But we know where Moira is. Let's address the elephant in the Bladavan. Our former boss is tied up in one of the secret magic rooms in this rumbling behemoth of a cart, and we need to, perhaps, someone, maybe Darcy, definitely Darcy, mm-hmm. go back there, untie her, and figure out what's been happening. Or we get Sneagol to do it, either one.
Hey, guys!
And I lean out one of the windows of the Bladivan.
Hey, guys! Guys, so I shoved the dinners for Jacqueline and Moira through the door. Close it really quickly, because I'm just nervous what might go on in there. I know they're tied up, but I'm hoping that somehow they can figure out how to get the food into their mouths.
Moira's gagged, too.
I don't want to go in there, okay? It makes me very nervous. I feel like providing the sustenance is enough, and maybe someone else could follow up and do the de-gagging. Right? Blat? Anyone?
It's funny how in just a year we've gone from regular people to people who are trying to save the universe to war criminals.
Does it really count? Well, no, yeah, it is. We're in a war. We have broken probably a couple. I mean, I haven't seen any rule books, but I imagine we are likely at the very least accomplices to Sneagol's crime of kidnap and forcible confinement.
Okay, I see that you're right. What I've done is wrong. It's wrong. So we have to go in. We have to go in and face Moira. Who's going to come with me?
Well, not it.
Not it.
What? I'll go with you, Darcy.
Well, Sneagol, you probably do know Moira the best, and
oh, wait, you're going to see Moira?
Yes, well...
Oops, sorry, gotta go fix something! Sneagol!
And I'm just gonna keep this thing rumbling along the old dark lonesome road. Pretty busy here.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Carter Siddle, Michael Howie, and Marisa King. Episode 32, Fort Knights.
So I approach the door that I've just recently opened and shoved food through.
Okay.
So I open it carefully.
Okay. You see Jacqueline, who's tied up, does not look happy. And you see Moira sitting in the chair tied to it and gagged.
Hey there. How's everyone doing? Don't want to disturb anyone, but I have some food. Feel like you guys haven't eaten in a little while. I know. You need to have the gags removed. So, I'm just going to start with you, Moira. How are you? And I lean down right in her face to sort of check how things are going. How have things been? Okay, I'm going to remove the gag, but you have to behave yourself. Don't you want to eat some yummy food? So you don't want to do anything that might cause any problems. Okay, here I go, and I go round behind her, and I undo the gag and let it just sort of go down around her neck, and I back away quickly.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, if you could just untie me.
No.
Excuse me?
That's not happening. I'm going to just feed you the porridge with this spoon. Would you like some?
No. You are going to untie me. You work for me. And we're going to arrest Sneagol. And we're going to get the Nexus back up and running.
No, I don't think that's how this is going to go. You do realize there are a lot of rumors swirling around about you, right?
Great. Rumors. So let's keep me locked up because of rumors. When clearly someone has kidnapped me, bound me, gagged me against my will. Oh, where does the evidence point, Darcy?
Well, you were getting pretty dark, shall I say, around the time of the unfortunate incident with the Nexus. And I feel like there are other things going on with you, Moira. For instance, let's start with, where did all those really large soldiers come from? And what was their purpose?
Our purpose is to defeat the Shattering.
Yeah, but were you perhaps constructing a bomb of some sort?
Oh yes, let's talk about bombs, Darcy.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Let's talk about unleashing devastation.
All right, get it out, get it out. I know you need to release your anger.
I think we're very similar, Darcy.
What?
We both do what we need to do to accomplish the ends.
Do you mean deceive people who come to believe you and trust you so that you can get where you need to go without any thought to their mental health or physical health or sanity? Do you mean like that?
She just looks at herself and then looks at you.
Yes.
But I don't do that!
Really, Darcy?
The explosion in the Nexus was a mistake. That was not meant to happen.
So was mine.
I don't know about that. And by the way, where's your sister? Where's Ananka, Moira? What's happened to her?
I don't know where my sister is.
Interesting, because I don't know whether she thought too much of you. Maybe that's why she's not here anymore.
Maybe. Or maybe she's doing what she needs to do. That's what we do, us sisters.
Oh boy. This is getting tiresome. If you're not going to tell me everything and tell me the truth and tell me what's going on, I'm just going to put the gag back on.
Fine.
Well, fine. You sure you don't want the porridge?
No.
This is the last porridge of the day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fine.
Enjoy your conscience, Darcy.
And I put the gag back on. And I walk over to Jacqueline, who
is not saying anything.
So is not gagged, though.
No.
Okay. Hey, Jacqueline.
Jacqueline does not respond, just looks at you.
What's going on? Any shattering in there? Any residual? And I'm checking out their eyes.
Their eyes look good.
Jacqueline? Hello?
Yeah. What?
So you're okay?
I don't know if I'm okay, Darcy. I attacked my friends.
Well, we've all done that. When the Shattering takes over, that is a natural step in the process, it seems. So you should not feel badly.
I'll take some of that porridge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here you go. Here you go. I even put some brown sugar on it.
Thanks. You'll have to feed me.
Oh, yeah. The tied up. Oh, okay. Sure. Here you go. And I dip the spoon in.
They eat it.
How is that?
Thank you.
Okay. I don't think we're going to have...
Don't untie me.
What's wrong?
I don't know. If I could do that, I could do it again.
Do you still feel something inside?
I didn't feel anything inside. It just happened.
Yeah, that's how it was for me too. Okay, well, maybe for now, we'll just leave you tied up.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it won't be for long.
Oh, and take the knife from Moira's boot. She's been trying to get to it. Moira's...
What? Moira? Moira, let's talk about consciences. Is that the right... Anyway, fine. And I walk over and I dig down into her boot.
She tries to kick you.
And I grab it out. This is really sharp. This looks very dangerous. Okay, no, Moira, no. And I gather the two dishes up, and I back out of the room, glaring at Moira, and I close the door.
Okay.
And I lean out the window. Well, that was fun. Thanks for that.
Oh, my Lord, she has a knife. What did you do to them? What did you do to
Darcy,
them?
Darcy, why?
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Stop the cart. We're very bad people.
What you're saying is that you didn't actually stab Moira. You just threatened her with the knife.
I didn't do that. No, she had the knife, Egerton. Moira had the knife.
And was threatening you while tied up?
No.
I don't understand how she had a knife and attacked you while she was like bound and gagged.
Because you don't understand anything. That's not what happened. The knife was in her boot.
Oh, guys, I checked. Moira's still alive.
Oh. Why didn't you just say that, Darcy? Okay, next time you want to tell us something, tell Snagel, and then he can come and tell us directly so we get the full story.
You know what? That's probably a good idea. Snagel's easier to talk to.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Now listen, we have to figure out what we're doing with Moira. Are we just going to keep her locked up in there forever?
Yes.
Well, how is that? Then we really are war criminals, I think.
Oh.
Doesn't she have to have some kind of trial or we have to find out what's really going on?
Oh, like in one of those books.
Snagel, you're enjoying this too much.
We need
to figure out what Moira knows because we're all in danger.
But Moira doesn't want to talk to you about it.
Well, she might want to talk to you.
I don't think she wants to talk to me.
No.
I can go talk to her, though, if you want.
I think that would make her angrier.
Now, wait a second. If there's one thing that I've noticed about Egerton is that he seems to bring out the best in people. Or throws them into a blind rage. But usually brings out the best in people. So we'll throw Eggsy in, see what she has to say to... I mean, look at him. Look at the face. Look at the face on him.
And he's wearing a bowl.
He's wearing a bowl. If you forget for a second how crazy that is, that's adorable. So we'll send him in. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Check her other boot for another knife.
Okay.
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 All right. In you go. Jacqueline seems okay.
Okay, so we leave Jacqueline.
I think for now, although we need to think when we're going to release them, because we can't keep them like that. They're not doing anything wrong.
Why don't we release them now?
They don't want to be released.
Oh, it's interesting.
They're nervous.
I get that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, you were just recently taken over. I think you can understand.
Well, technically I was taken over. Yes.
Yes.
Technically, you were taken over.
Yes, technically speaking, I was.
Well, that's what happened to Jacqueline.
Sure. So I'll go in, now that you've primed the subject, and I will use my guile to extract details on Moira's plan that can then inform our plan to save time.
Sounds great.
All right. Watch how the masters do it.
Wait a second. Who's driving right now? Oh, just a second. Excuse me. Pardon me.
100 feet down the road, everyone is gathered in the corridor around Egerton and the open door, trying to figure out where's Moira.
It wasn't me. That's all I can say for sure.
Egerton, when I left that room, Moira was tied up very securely and gagged. How could she have escaped?
I don't know, but I'm willing to bet it had something to do with the knife you took away from her.
Took it away from her.
Oh, what? Jacqueline, what happened?
What happened? You untied Moira.
No, I didn't.
Moira said that if you untied her, she would tell you everything.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that part. So, see, what happened is I got her right where I wanted her, right?
With your guile.
Yeah, with my guile. And then she said exactly what I thought she'd say, which was, untie me. I'll tell you everything. So guess what I did?
He untied her.
I untied her. I bet she didn't see that coming.
And did she tell you everything?
Well, no. She hit me on the head. But I feel like we're further ahead than we were before.
How is that, Egerton? Moira's gone and we know nothing.
Yes, but we no longer have to think about what to do with Moira being tied up in this room.
No, we have to think about what she's plotting against us because she's now somewhere out there.
Yes, because she's no longer in this room, thus propelling us forward.
Okay. This just shows we have to get up the mountain quicker because Moira's probably headed towards the Shattering.
Whose idea was it to send Egerton in?
It was Egerton's.
Best idea I've ever had.
But to be fair, we let him, which was stupid on our part. Jacqueline, are you okay?
I'll be fine. Just, man, she's fast.
Shatteringly fast? Sort of an otherworldly quickness?
It was insanely fast, yeah.
Evil speed.
Well, like a blur.
Moira doesn't look that nimble.
Did it smell like black licorice?
You were here, Egerton. Right. I was unconscious.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that I was here and I untied her. Okay. I should all remember
right.
that.
All right. Until I feel 100% comfortable, we're tying up Egerton again and we're putting him here beside Jacqueline.
Okay, I'm saying...
I want to leave the room now.
No, it's fine. You can stay here because I just, you know, I stopped and I licked the whisk on the way from the front past the kitchen on the way here. And Blatt, that elephant that was in the room earlier... is in this room now. I don't want anyone to look it in the eye.
Time up, man.
All right, come on, buddy. Yeah, all right. First the hands and then the feet.
Oh, well.
And now.
It's kind of tight.
Yeah, it's kind of tight. And now here's something that I've been meaning to do for a year. We're going to shove a rag into your mouth. Okay. Now, the first thing that I'm going to do is throw the whisk away, and then we're going to continue moving forward and hope that we hit the shattering before we hit Moira. I can't believe I just said that.
Please don't leave me in here with him, even gagged.
Come on, Jacqueline. And I help them up and take them to the kitchen where I get them a drink of water.
Okay, Egerton, you just hang out in there now.
Hey, Jacqueline.
Yeah.
Do you see that out there?
Yeah, it looks like a village.
Yeah, and then that figure in the cloak just sort of standing there?
Yeah.
It's kind of odd, isn't it?
Yeah, who's driving?
Well, Lord, I forgot again. Just a second. I like to get involved in the conversations. Luckily, it's only a slight incline.
Blatt makes the driver's seat and corrects the course of the cart, stopping it from going too far up the embankment and turning it back towards the road. Ahead on the road is a small village, and as seen, there's a figure in a cloak standing by the side of the road on the approach. Fort Clattering is off to the west, not too far and visible, rising up out of the darkness.
All right, I foresee a problem. If Moira made it to this small village, all she's going to have to say is, "Help me, I've been kidnapped by a half-demon and a fairy and a human-type person, and, oh, they're coming to collect me! Quick, murder them if they come!" And now we're about to be murderized by small-town rubes.
Blatt, did you seriously just leave the driver's seat again?
Good Lord in heaven! No one comes out here to talk to me!
Okay, I'm gonna talk to you through the window, Blatt. Just stop the Blattavan and come back into the kitchen.
It's just, it seems like a waste of time to have to continuously stop the Blattavan so I can go back there to talk to you about important things and I have to come back out here again. I've just been putting books down on these floor pedals to allow us to keep going.
Well, just stop right now. We have a problem. Get down here.
All right. So we release the left foot and we release the right.
The Blattavan comes to a shuddering stop.
Oh, I guess that's it. I've never actually successfully shut everything down before. All right, I guess we're good.
Okay, so you make a good point about the Moira thing. She must be somewhere in this village. In fact, do you see that cloaked figure there, Blatt?
The cloaked figure is starting to move towards you.
Okay, that can't be Moira if they're starting to move towards us. But I thought for a minute, maybe it was Moira.
Well, this could be anybody. This could be someone who's taking the official census for the town, and we have to add a few more if we're going to rumble inside.
That's a ridiculous job. Who does that?
I've heard that some people do that, ridiculous as it may be.
Lame. Excuse me?
Oh, excuse me.
A young voice answers.
Hello, could you tell us what that big structure in the distance is?
Fort Clattering?
Oh, never heard of that. Are you from the fort?
No, I'm from the village outside the fort on the road.
What's the name of your village?
Clattering.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I'm sorry to bother you. I just... A woman ran through town.
and said some bad things about people that were coming.
Oh, well, then we should continue on in the village before these bad people show up.
I think it's you.
No. Would we have stopped and started talking to you in such a friendly manner if we were the bad people?
I hope it's you.
Why?
I need help.
With what?
If you could do even some of the things that she said, we don't have much, but we've gathered up all we have and we would pay you. Please.
You see that under the hood is worn clothing, clearly designed for farming and hard labor. She stands tall, but obviously quite young, and her hair is tied back, and it looks like she's been crying.
Okay, just a minute. I'm going to come down there and speak to you. So I just drop out of the Bladivan through the big hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Darcy.
She steps back.
Oh, you don't have to be afraid. All those things you heard are complete lies.
Oh, then you can't help us.
Well, maybe not all of them. What's your name?
Bree.
Nice to meet you, Bree. So what seems to be the problem?
The fort. It's taking all of our parents.
You mean people from the fort are taking your parents?
The knights. The dark knights. They're taking our parents. At first, it was just for a while and they would come back. But now, there's nobody left except a couple of our elders and all of us who are underage.
Well, has anyone been to the fort? Do you know what's happening there?
We try. We can't get close.
Well, just a minute. Let me confer with my compatriot over here.
We've gathered up all of our anything of value and shiny and...
It's fine. You hold on to your shiny stuff.
We'll pay you, please. And she grasps at your robe.
Okay, I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
I just need to talk to my friend. Just wait here. As you can see, this caravan isn't going to move very quickly, so it's not like we can run away from you.
Okay.
I'll be right back. And I walk over to the far side of the caravan and I lean in the big hole up towards Blatt. What do you think?
Well, I suppose it's possible that the fort is taking every able-bodied person to help them fight the Shattering?
Or to become the Shattering?
Oh, right. The other way is much, much worse. Did I hear something about knights?
Yeah, I don't know if they're the same knights that Moira had. I guess we'd have to see for ourselves.
Oh, good. And by then, it'll be far too late. All right. Well, I don't think it's been long enough, but I suppose we're going to have to untie the fairy cake maker. We'll probably need his assistance.
Excuse me, Bree.
Yes?
The figure who ran through here, did she go towards Fort Clattering or away from Fort Clattering?
She just, I don't know. I don't think she went towards Fort Clattering. She was heading towards Mount Zerma.
Okay, thank you. Okay, here's the problem. If we help this girl, we might lose Moira, who seems to be heading towards the mountain where we should be going.
Well, I think if Moira by herself is heading towards the Shattering, that tells us all we need to know about Moira.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. She hates the Shattering. I just don't understand it. Anyway, maybe we will find some answers if we go to this fort.
All right.
Go untie the fairy.
Hopefully the fort will have more weapons or something, because right now all we've got is one bazooka and a bunch of dessert items.
And a mace. Hello.
You maced yourself there, Darcy.
Okay, that was a first try. It was
you
a first
maced
try.
Yourself.
I need practice.
Okay, Eggsy! Don't know why you think we're having a conversation, because I haven't ungagged you yet. So, We're at a fort. We've met a young girl. All of the adults have been taken, but we don't know if they've been kidnapped to help fight the Shattering or fight for the Shattering. Basically, it's a coin flip right now as to whether this is a good situation or a bad one, which is why we need you and your ability to make little tiny dessert items that either help us or really make things more complicated. Okay, so I'm just going to untie you now. Now, I'm wondering if I untie your hands and I untie your legs, whether we can keep the gag in your mouth. Maybe we'll just give it a try, okay? And your legs are free, and your arms are free, and you can now stand up. But we're just going to keep the gag in there just to move the... Oh, no,
so that's when I said to Samantha, look, I don't care if you love Mr. Big too. It's just too much.
Who are you talking to? We weren't having a conversation.
So what's the plan?
Oh, just get your fairy cake pouch.
Got it. Let's roll.
It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time and other bothers.
Hey everyone, Sean here, and I want to thank all of you so much for being with us on this journey. We're coming up to a small break, but don't worry, you still have the rest of this episode and a whole nother episode that I can't wait for you to hear. Then we'll be going on a short break, and we'll be back in December. But it's time to thank some amazing people. So I want to give a shout out to some new supporters that are with us on this journey, and we couldn't do this without you. Iona Sharma, Beth Duckles, and Alana, thank you all so much for joining us and pledging support on Patreon. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're still working through the oldies but goldies list. See, I changed it to goldies. Yeah, no, I still don't have a good name. So I want to give a shout now to Leo Blondell, Rita Chen, Joshua Pukfran? I hope I got that right. Rhea Howard. Oh, it's my sister in the house. And Johanna Veth. Thank you all so much for being with us all this time. Oh, it is so amazing. And we love you all so much. And now, before I go to the mid-roll, I want to talk about a show that I got addicted to this year, and it's called Project Nova. It's from Evil Kitten Productions. Search for Project Nova. Let me tell you, you are in for a trip. It is an audio fiction show about a group of people that wake up in a base with this creepy AI, but it's just awesome. I love this show and I can't get enough of it, and it's about to come back. I think they're just about to go into season two. So now's a good time to get caught up. And that's it. I believe this week we have a mid-roll for you.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario is pretty much the same. Folks are polite. There's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, bello!
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Thank you.
All right, so we've got someone coming in, Sean, that wants to talk to us about the show.
All right, fine. Just bring him on in.
All right,
thanks, Mike.
Excuse me, you can come in now.
Oh, finally. All right, so here's the thing.
Wait, sorry, I'm. You're wearing a shirt. That's not our show.
No, this is not your show.
Oh, okay.
Cool. No, I hate the show.
Well,
yeah.
You hate what, the show you're wearing?
No. I listen to this show, the shirt I'm wearing right now. I listen to that ironically because I hate it a little. But this show, oh, I hate this show so much.
Oh, well, thanks for letting us know. Have a good day.
Okay, so here's the thing. So first of all, I listen to a lot of live play podcasts,
cool.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel that I'm a bit of an expert in this area. And this has got to be the worst Dungeons & Dragons live play I have ever listened to.
This is such great. I love that you're coming in and giving us feedback in person. Thank you for that. Just one thing.
Uh-huh.
We're not playing D&D.
Right. That's wrong. It's a live play podcast. It has to be Dungeons & Dragons.
But
cool. That's cool. Cool. Thank you.
So when is this going to be a Dungeons & Dragons live play?
Well, it's just that we decided not to play Dungeons & Dragons.
Okay, see, no, that's wrong. See, here's the thing that you're going to do that makes this show good. Okay, so everything you've recorded so far, how many episodes has there been?
I think we're on like 33.
Okay, you got to delete all those. Okay. So you have to go back to the beginning. You keep all the characters the same, even though I don't like the characters very much. Sure. Blah, blah, blah. I don't care. But you have to start the game over as a D&D live play because I understand what that is. And when you start using other systems, there's words that I don't understand and I don't like that. And it makes me feel stupid. Mm. So you have to make this a Dungeons & Dragons live play.
Okay.
So that I understand what's happening.
Okay.
And then I can start hate listening to the show and maybe I'll buy one of your t-shirts.
Oh, if you're going to buy a t-shirt, I feel like that's a pretty good exchange. 100%.
We're really sorry to cause you this much distress.
I don't know what Dungeon World even is. You're using one of the words, but then there's a second word that isn't part of Dungeons & Dragons, and I just don't get it.
Okay, thank you.
I feel threatened.
Yeah,
I feel threatened, okay, yeah. And I don't like that.
Just tell me here. Come with me towards the door.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you. Have a nice day.
Okay, seriously, Sean, your brother's a dick.
This is why we don't listen to reviews. I was going to do your dad's a dick. That's awesome.
That was my line. I was literally going to be like, your dad is a dick.
Wait, go to otherbothers.com. Go to otherbothers.com.
The Bladivan is parked in the single street that runs through this tiny village. A few small structures that might be homes in better times are dark. One is lit up, and inside we find our adventurers and a few children.
So, you're a bunch of short young people.
Not that short.
All right, calm down. Anybody here ever hear their parents talk about the Shattering?
No, nobody.
How about any comments about the inky blackness that's above the mountain?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we didn't talk about that. That's good. All right. So what was our overall opinion, parent-wise, about the inky blackness on the mountain? Good or bad?
Well, it'll just weather. It'll pass.
See, so basically just naive beliefs that this is just a storm
cloud. Maybe we upset the gods?
Well, the gods.
Upset the gods. Upset the gods.
But the mountain, the gods.
Okay.
The mountains burning things?
The burning mountain.
The mountains burning things?
You know, when you burn your trash.
Burn your trash on the mountain? Oh, Lord. All right. Okay, we still
My dad says that it's a dark evil force that will end all time.
Ah, very good. Okay, young lady. So, the dark evil force that will end all time. That's a bad thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Excellent. That's all I needed to know. All right. I think that all the parents have been taken so they can fight the Shattering.
I don't care.
They're heroes?
Why were they taken?
Let me ask a question, kids. What happened at the fort before your parents were taken? Did the fort protect your town? Were there soldiers being trained there? Was it just a club?
Bree steps forward.
The fort's been abandoned until recently.
Uh-huh.
Dark Knights appeared in... And the Chancellor, he wants to be called the Chancellor.
The Chancellor wants to be called the Chancellor? Well, I guess that makes sense. But who is the Chancellor?
We don't know.
I don't know the Chancellor.
He comes and he would demand taxes or payment, and then he would start to take people who were strong or could fight or parents, and they were taken to train.
Right, right. Now these knights that the Chancellor has, do these
knights... They all look scared.
All right. Are we talking about people, or were they more, say, metallic and wiry?
Okay, you know what? Here's what we'll do. We'll just climb up the side of the wall on the way into the fort, right? We'll get a long rope. We'll all just go one at a time behind each other. And then we can meet people who are on little mini window portcullises on our way up.
Why don't we just go and offer ourselves as fodder for their army?
You won't come back.
Well,
anyone who turns 18, the knights come and drag them away screaming, drag them by their feet or whatever they can grab towards the keep, and they're never seen again.
Well, little one, we've been in a few scrapes, and let me tell you, we're seen again. So... trust me, we can probably handle this. You just sit tight over there, have a lollipop. Do kids like lollipops? I think that's what they like.
I'm going to assume that they like lollipops.
Egerton, they like lollipops, right?
I'm 15. I'm not a child. I understand what's going on.
Oh, sorry. Well, we're here. We're going to help you. But you need to just stay put and calm down, because we know a few things you don't.
Okay.
Egerton.
Yo.
You're kid-sized.
Yes.
You can stay here with the kids to make sure that nobody else comes back.
That's a great idea. You know what? We'll just share some fairy cakes.
No, we're not going to.
But that's, you said you wanted to give the kids candy. Yeah,
I said lollipops.
Doesn't count as candy.
Okay, but.
No, you might as well be giving them hard booze. No, fairy cakes.
Bree, do not accept any fairy cakes from this fairy.
Okay.
Trust me. No, Egerton.
Okay, kids, I've got a bunch of candy, but I'm not allowed to give it to you. It's okay. We'll find other things to do for this indeterminate amount of time.
Why don't you show them that?
I'm a little weird about the little fairy man.
Why don't you show them that board game you like to play so much? Yes.
Candy World.
Yes, that will keep you very busy for a good long time.
I think the younger kids would enjoy that.
Okay, everyone gather around. So there's Jujubes, and there's the Mountain of Pillows.
Okay, Blatt and I will be outside.
Wait, before you go, you have to understand.
Bree grabs onto your arm.
There's knights. They're posted on the approach to the fort.
Okay.
We've tried to get close to the fort, and it's hard. They don't move. They just stand there, always. They don't take shifts. We've never seen them change out or, you know?
But you never tried to pass by them or sneak by them?
One did.
And what happened?
All right, okay. I think we've got our answer. If they're not moving, they sound like there are knights. Don't worry, we've dealt with these sorts of knights before.
Moira said the same. She said,
"How
the one that looks like you killed all the knights."
Wait, how do you know Moira? What? She told you her name?
Yeah.
Why would she do that? She said that I killed all the knights.
Yeah, we asked her for help. We begged, we showed her. And she said there were people coming who had killed all those knights at one time, and that they would be the ones that could help, not her.
Okay, well, we'll see what we can do. But you just have to wait here, okay. And we're going to come up with a plan.
All right.
And she goes back with the kids.
Okay, Blatt, what's the plan?
The plan is what the plan always is. It starts with B and ends with A.
Banana!
No, not play with the kids, Eggsy. Just play with the kids.
I think we need to be more subtle than that. I mean, one bazooka against all those knights, it's not going to do it.
Well,
we have to reconnoiter.
Reconnoiter.
We have to get in there and see what's going on, because after all, we don't know if this is against shattering, pro shattering. I mean, I don't want another nexus on my hands. What if I go in there, destroy all these knights, and they're actually fighting for good? Even though we don't know that those knights were fighting for good. In fact, it's very likely they were fighting for bad. But at this point, I just don't know.
So we walk up to the first knight that we see, say, hello, I'm old enough to shave, and get taken to where all the other grown-ups have been taken?
Well, it's not a terrible plan.
And then we BA them from inside. Brilliant!
Jacqueline steps out of the darkness.
Ah! Oh! Oh, Lord. I thought you were a robotic knight.
No. There's four robotic knights, I think.
What?
I went and...
reconnoitered?
That's a good word.
Have you already been up to the fort?
Not all the way. For some reason, I can see really well now.
Wow.
Ever since, you know.
Okay, well, so you saw four knights?
Two aren't moving. Dark knights, like clad all in black in the night. Quite hard to see until you're almost too close. And then I think there's two more, but it's really hard. They don't move at all.
But I think they move if you get close enough, because one little kid in there was pretty upset.
Yeah, I tried not to get too close just in case. I don't know, but they almost are like statues.
All right. I don't want to put you two in any danger. I'll go up to one of the knights and volunteer my services. You two continue reconnoitering? I think that's the proper conjugation.
So you're like the face of the group.
Sure. The face of the group. The big red horned face of the group. I'll say, oh, I'm an adult. There aren't any more adults. Take me to where the adults are. And meanwhile, you two can scope out where they're taking me and maybe find another way in or something.
Okay, but there might be a big flaw to your plan, Blatt. You do look like a demon. I'm not so sure you're just going to be able to walk in there.
I just have a skin condition. Don't worry, I'm people-y enough for them.
All right, well, Jacqueline and I will be ready for backup. We'll just stay back in some of the bushes and see what happens.
Very good. Okay, it's a plan.
All right, Jacqueline, let's go.
Okay, I don't think this is a very good plan, but all right.
Hello? Spreckensy Goblin? Fairy? Gnome? I speak a little bit of demon.
One of the heads slowly starts to turn and move down towards you. They're quite large, like 8 feet tall, just all clad in like black armor. But you feel like there's wisps of blackness coming off it as one of them stares in your direction.
Oh, I didn't realize you were this big from a distance. I heard that you're taking the adults somewhere. I think you took my wife, Samantha. I would like to see her and work with her in whatever her new current job is.
And the other head turns and lowers down as if looking in your direction.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell in the night.
Yes, hello. So I go where adults go for work or fighting, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, to the fort.
And they slowly, as if in slow motion, step aside.
Oh, so, no one actually takes me anywhere. Okay, I'll just keep walking forward. Thank you very much. You're not the least bit terrifying.
Okay. So, Darcy, you and Jacqueline in the bushes see a
bit of movement, hear all this, and you see Blatt walking past them and towards the fort.
Well, they didn't seem to give him any trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just hang back a little and see if anything happens at the front gates.
Okay. We might be able to get a little closer.
Okay, well, you can see better than me, so you lead.
Okay. Blatt, you are walking up. It's a few hundred yards to basically a palisade. It's an ancient wooden fort and quite simple, but fortified. And the gates are open. And inside, you see a bit of movement and you hear clanking armor as you get closer. And it looks like a large central, like, it just looks like a large open space inside the palisades, the wooden palisades, with what looks like what might have been a barracks and then a small keep.
Hello! Fort Clattering?
One of the knights turns and begins lumbering towards you.
Hello! I hear you're looking for an adult!
Down on the ground.
All right, I will lie down on the ground, but I was just here to offer my services.
And you're being dragged.
Oh, hello. Okay, I could have just walked under my own power. Oh, you're going to ruin these pads.
And you come to a stop, and you're released.
Ah!
And you see a pair, even in the darkness, what appears to be shiny shoes and voluptuous robes, like many layers of robes.
Hello?
Stand up.
Oh, thank you. I was just here to, find my wife, Samantha. The missus gets upset if we're separated for too long. I was hoping I could help you folks out with whatever you've got going down here at Fort Clattering. Perhaps something to do with the large, dark storm cloud at the top of the mountain there.
Oh, it's the ventriloquist.
Oh, son of a loxen.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, with your Game Master Sean Howard and players Marisa King, Michael Howie, and Carter Siddle. Dialogue editing by Michael Howie. Transcription by Michael Howie and Marisa King. Additional material and sound design by Eli McElveen. Story consultant, Laura Packer. Game consultant, Stephen Smith. Supporting producers, Evelyn Jones, David Friedenberg, Kim Bellinger, and Ryan Cushman. If you like the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get early access to episodes, weekly bonus content, and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
All right. Are we talking about people, or were they more, say, metallic and wiry?
I have a question as well. Did the Dark Knights rise?
No! Sit down! No! None of that! No! I know what you are doing with Mr. Big and Samantha! No! Over there! This is why I wanted you to be gagged! No!
Why is that man
Everyone's
so angry?
Shaking.
Oh, no.
Sorry, kids. There's what? Some triggers that he has that we just don't know anything about. You okay, Egerton? You okay?
I'm okay, yes. Thank
All
you.
Right.
It's like the knights returned.
Now you got the kids doing it! No!
A Fable and Folly production.
The Fable and Folly Network. Where fiction producers flourish.
Dum Dums and Dice would like to welcome you into the Mythos Mysteries, a live play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imagining. Our story begins with two erstwhile companions on a long and winding road. They think they are fleeing danger, but greater horror awaits them when they arrive.
for they are not just running away from mortal danger, but towards the Mythos Mysteries.
Whoever you are, we're not scared of you.
You hear a voice from inside that says, "Please, help. I'm inside the dresser, help."
Now I need you to listen to my very explicit instructions here, Adrian.
Okay.
Please ready your punch and fists.
Yeah, they're always ready.
Now I'm gonna open the door.
Okay.
And we're gonna look inside the dresser.
What if we don't? Could we not?
I need you to be brave for me.
Okay.
You were always very brave.
Okay. So we're gonna open the door and you're gonna look in the dresser and yes. Then what?
And then, if I tell you to,
yep.
We're gonna punch it.
The dresser? You said I had to be very, you said explicit.
If there is someone in the dresser.
I'm punching.
We're going to punch him.
What if it's a ghost?
Well, then we're going to have ourselves a fun time. So,
like a party?
Like a birthday party.
Okay, so we'll do some dancing and there will be a cake. Hopefully the yes. ghost brought it.
Yes.
Okay, I can do this.
Okay. I'm going to open the door now.
Okay.
I'm going to open the door.
You open the door and the dresser is back upright. All the drawers are back inside, but now it is next to the window and the bed is in a different corner.
Of course it is.
And the blood is pooling on the floor instead of the ceiling. It's dripping up.
The Mythos Mysteries. Episodes are available now.